Hi, I'm Wayne Jefferson, driver of the number 1 open wheel modified and number 94 super late model. And you are listening to
Real Racing USA
on Short Track America.
Up in the middle of Central Florida, right pretty near Lakeland, Florida, there's a little track, quarter mile. Has a history that goes back a long, long ways. Man, it's coming back, trust me. Ronnie Sims, tell us about it.
First off, Jack, I want to thank you for having Rex and myself, Rob and Colleen.
Well, you can thank us afterwards because I tell you, you may not want to thank us.
We thank you. We
thank you for being here.
Rex and his family's undertaken bringing the Speedway back better than it ever was. It's going to take some time because of the condition of the track and the facilities. They've really been busting a hump over there.
Cool. So what's first step? You've been running now for about, 3 weeks?
Yeah, we've had 4 weeks.
Four weeks.
Yeah. Of our regular shows. Last week we brought in the sprints and the antique cars to add to our show. Then June the 8th, we're going to have a practice and meet and greet for our grand opening weekend. Gates open at 5 o'clock, and we'll have the meet and greet, and then everybody go practice. And we've got the Fast Mini Cups coming. We've got our regular shows that are going to be there. We've got the Fast Kids, the Fast Pros, and the late models that are going to be running.
So that's Friday, at 5 o'clock on Friday the 8th is when the weekend kicks off?
Right. The pit gate opens at 5 p.m. on
gotcha.
Friday.
Okay.
And after the meet and greet, we're going to try to get all divisions enough practice in. And then Saturday morning, we're going to open the gates at 10 a.m. Start the day off practicing again. All divisions will qualify. You know, your regular Saturday night divisions usually peel draw. We're going to qualify every division. Then we may or may not let the fans decide how they're actually going to start. We're not sure what we're going to do yet.
We do have grand opening with the go-karts Friday
night. That's correct.
So when is the grand opening for the karts?
Friday night.
Friday night as well? Yeah. So you are still running the go-kart program.
We have a brand new track. We've reconfigured the whole track. Matter of fact, Southern Road Builders have done all the work on that, and they've really done a great job. Matter of fact, they paved our off-ramp today for us.
And they got a huge kart base up there in that area, huh? That's cool. So, what are some of the changes that have either occurred or are going to be changing with the track?
With Rex's whole family has worked up there to 1-2 o'clock most nights. They've cleaned up all the facilities. They've cleaned up the grounds. They've landscaped some of the grounds already. They started working on the bleachers last week, I believe it was. Got most of the main section done. Then they're going to repair some of the other sections that still need repair. They've done a ton of work there.
That's cool. So what classes run on like a weekly basis?
We have the mini stocks, the modified minis, the street stocks, strictly stocks, and sportsmen.
Yeah.
And scramblers.
And the scramblers.
Scramblers?
And,
what is scrambler?
And we're going to try to add a couple more divisions before it's over with.
Rick, remember we went up there and did that thing with the
street stocks?
Yeah, that was a street stock.
Street stock.
Dash for cash.
Dash for cash.
Man, that was wild.
That was a crazy night right there. They told us we couldn't do it.
When y'all going to do it again?
Yeah, well, we'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah, we'll do that. Well, we can't tell you.
That's
what made it. That's what made it unique.
Yeah,
it
wasn't planned.
We showed up.
We just showed up. Said we're going to do this, and they said, "Yeah, okay, we'll do this." So we'll surprise you.
Jack, you've known me for a while. You know, I'll throw a surprise in once in a while.
Absolutely, that's the way
you didn't
do it.
Show up when you said you was.
No, it's been rough, man.
It's still sitting in the cooler.
Yeah.
Beer's still in the cooler.
Well, Budweiser, he told me, is he getting really cold?
So how are the fans taking, how are they liking the Budweiser again?
Actually, There's nothing crazy going on.
Right.
Actually, it's just like a normal night.
Right.
We don't have any fights. Actually, there's more fighting without the beer than there is with the beer.
Tells you something, doesn't it? Ronnie, what's your background in racing?
My partner and I own Mac Time Racing Promotions. We worked with Dale Sr., Ward Burton, a couple of other drivers doing autograph sessions and stuff. Then I've been, well, I was a tech director for the Fast Truck Series first. And then I became the race director. And then Rex and his family asked me to be the race director at Auburndale Speedway.
That's quite an undertaking. Rex, what's your background?
I'm a contractor, and I got into racing with my kids. And I
kids
just
club
like
up there? Is that?
Yeah, we were in the kids club, and my son excelled a little bit faster than I thought he would.
Right.
And I got involved in it, and I really like it. I mean, it's something you can do as a family if you want to do it, but, you know, here we are.
And what about the kids club? How's that going to progress?
Actually, the kids club today is a lot smaller than it was.
Right.
And we're going to kind of revamp that next year, help the kids a little more. You know, I have some pretty good people in my shop that are willing to work with the kids and take all the political out of it and let the kids come out and enjoy themselves just like a regular race night.
Yeah.
And the guy that's running the kids club now is really doing a good job. Just a few things needs to be changed to get more kids involved in it, because without the kids, you're not going to have anything down the road.
Exactly. Because so, John at DeSoto is running, we call it the Magic Fours down there, and it's a class that's growing week by week. You know, and he's got the parents are involved. He's making them, you know, keep up their grades and all that. So it's really a great deal for the kids. And anything that you can do to involve kids in your racetrack, I mean, that's your future. That's your future customers right there.
Matter of fact, we raced the kids club this coming week again, and they do a good job. You know, I'm very proud of them, the way they race.
Oh, we got they're on their feet. You've seen them a couple times, Jack.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, they're wild down there. But it's a good deal. Anytime you can involve the kids, it's a main. It's
I did
a big
it.
Thing.
We did it that one night. We did a giveaway during the part of the lull period or intermission or whatever.
Yeah, at Auburndale.
I had all these giveaway things for the kids. There were so many kids around me, it was scary. I mean, I was scared, man. It was like, there must have been 200, 250 kids.
At least.
Alone.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stood up in the tower with
they
JT
mobbed
and
me.
Watched it all.
Jack was mobbed.
I was mobbed.
Should have seen him in that flag stand, though, Greg.
Quit it.
Did they have to get the aerial to get him down?
I thought we were going to call the fire
it's
department.
It's like one of them things, man.
It's like a cat in a tree.
Climbing the roof is one thing. Getting down the ladder is a different story, man. It was a little...
Did he have his... He was wrapped around it. He couldn't get down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrified.
So you got some officials from other tracks. You got Laverne up there, a few other ones.
We've got Laverne, Tom and Ray from Sunshine Speedway.
Right.
Who is what's Laverne's last name?
Parker.
Huh. Okay.
All you got to know is Laverne, the flag guy from Sunshine.
Laverne. Laverne's been flagging ever since I can remember. Probably the best in the state.
He keeps the show on the road.
Yeah. That's cool. Does he make the calls?
I make the final call.
Do you?
He will call any non-incidental call because I want him to run the program. Any call that is close to something, I make the call.
Gotcha.
And I will stand by it. The racers at Auburndale will tell you they've already come and tried to see how much we would bend and all, and they found out we don't bend.
Now, you gave out probably the highest fine to any race car driver in the state of Florida, I think.
I think in any short track.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, and that was?
I don't want to really go into it because I've talked with the young man.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't ask for a better racer right now.
Okay. So it worked?
It worked.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
He's really doing a good job.
Where's the money?
You guys will be proud of him.
Where's the money?
Where's the money?
He found the money. Actually found the heart in the guy.
I didn't do it to try to get money to the series or anything. I did it to get his attention.
To make a point.
Hey, things like this cannot happen in a short track racing or any type of racing.
We're talking with Ronnie Sims and Rex Guy, and we've now added Harold Crooms. Harold is going to be promoting a modified race in October up at Auburndale Speedway, and it's a very special race. Welcome to Real Racing USA, Harold.
Thanks for having me.
Cool.
Flip your cell phone.
Cell phone.
Now it's working.
There you go.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about the event and that you're a part of and how it all came about.
A couple years back, I talked to JT, like 3 or 4 years ago, and we talked him into running modifieds there once before. And we had, I think, 16 or 17 cars show up. And kind of get choked up.
Go ahead. Take your time, man.
I've always wanted to run a memorial race for my dad.
Yeah.
I go to the Pete Orr Memorial every year. And, I'm in tears in the stands. And Auburndale's where my dad ran. A lot of people knew my dad. 15 years ago to this year was the last race he ever ran at Auburndale. It was a 50-lap Sarah race on October 24th, which was my birthday, the last birthday I ever spent with my dad.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I picked the date. And I want that to be a special weekend. And I'm always on Karnak, and everybody complains about nobody pays nothing, and nobody pays nothing to take the green. So I got with Rex and said, hey, look, I'll put up the $5,000 to win, if you'll do 300 to start at least, and we'll have some cars show up. So I kind of did it to remember my dad, because he's special to me and my family, and just to help Auburndale out. And, I hope to see a race.
Well, there's no doubt it'll be a special event. There's no doubt you'll see a race. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you guys are fully we have phone cell interruptus.
Phone cell interruptus.
Next, no, that's called Nextel interruptus.
So, Ronnie, what kind of special things will y'all do to help get this race going?
We're going to help Harold get all the festivities and all in order to make sure that we put on a good race for him and for his dad. October the 20th is also a special day. It's my birthday. So
that's the date, October 20th.
October the 20th.
You're paying $5,000 to win.
That's one of my kids' birthdays.
Guaranteed from me.
100 lap. Is it a 100 lap race? Is that what it is?
100
laps. 100 laps.
Cool.
So everybody. Wow. That's
incredible.
Yeah, 5,000 to win. I think you'll have a couple modifieds.
Everybody that's complained about nobody paying nothing.
Right.
And all that. Bring your car. Show up. Put up or shut up. It's on. It's going to be the biggest race of the year, I really hope. So I've wanted to do it for a long time, but I wanted to make it big, and I think it'll be big.
Well, you know, this is cool on a lot of levels, but in particularly with just the open wheel modifieds by themselves, I don't understand for the life of me why the promoters around Florida don't get it together and really take care of this division, because it is the most short of the wing sprints, like TBA or wing sprints.
They're intense.
It's intense when you get 25 of these bad boys out there. I mean, it's really intense, way more than super late models. I mean, because you never know what's going to happen. They're high powered. They're loud as, ungodly loud. And I always thought when I first got involved with stock car racing back in the early 90s or mid 90s, whatever, when we started going to the track at DeSoto, that was the most exciting class. And I talk to fans, and that's what I hear from fans in the grandstands, just the regular old people who, don't know all the politics and all that, just regular fans who go and pay their money, find it's the most exciting thing they can go see.
I remember them very well. They kept us very busy on the safety side.
Sure. So, it's really good to see. I'm sure you'll get a good turnout. And promoting it way in advance like this is
right. Well, yeah. I think Rex has talked about running a couple races before then.
Yeah.
And I think if it'd be good practice for anybody that wants to come out and get ready for it.
Right.
If we can get 25 on a regular Saturday night over there so they can get their car worked out for that race, try and do a little bit of promoting for Rex. But,
yeah.
I have nothing to do with Auburndale Speedway. I live in Auburndale, and, I've been racing for 4 years, running Orlando, and I ran St. Pete before they shut down, and I never ran Auburndale because, it was a joke. So I hope things get turned around, and I hope to see modifieds there and stuff that people want to come watch. I mean, nobody wants to go watch scramblers run around, and I hope they come see me at the racetrack on Saturday and tell me how they're Superman. But
yeah. Well, that's cool. You know,
I mean, they have to be there. They I mean, they're what makes the racetrack. But I mean, the people in the grandstands come to see fast cars.
Right.
And I mean, everybody can't afford a fast car. I mean, I can't. I have one, but I can't afford it. I mean, it's all I can afford. So, but I really hope to see Armandale turn around and be the place it used to be.
You've seen some big changes in 4 weeks, haven't you?
Oh yeah.
Rick, what's the deal with the? Is you know, I'm ignorant, you know, about anything.
You're ignorant, yeah.
With the technical end of, we'll let that go. With the technical end of thing, but is this one of those things where the motor rules and all that kind of stuff?
That's up to y'all. I mean, how are y'all going to run that? Big motors, weight. What are you going to do about that? How many cars are you going to let? What cars are you going to let in?
My opinion is 7 pounds per cubic inch. We haven't really gotten into that, but I really feel 7 pounds per cubic inch. It don't matter how big your motor is at Arbondale. I mean.
That's what we're running at DeSoto, right? Isn't that 7 pounds per cubic inch?
Yeah. I believe so. But, I mean, a Gulf Coast motor will run with an SB2 motor
at that track, a big motor would be at
a
disadvantage.
You show up with an 18-degree motor or SB2 motor, you ain't going to run with a Gulf Coast motor at Arbondale. There's no way.
Because the track's just not big enough.
Right, it just ain't big enough to use the motor. So.
Well, that's like when we had the Hoosier Goodyear War at Sunshine. And the Sarah cars versus the big motor cars and stuff.
Right.
And the little motors won.
Right.
Yeah, on the quarter mile.
Yeah.
Go to Lakeland, different story.
Different
right.
story. Yeah. Whole different story.
That's cool. So you really aren't concerned, Ronnie, about the
– No, not at all. And like Harold said, we hadn't got a chance to sit down and go over exactly what rule package we're going to have. But we'll put it out in plenty of time for everybody to know exactly what they're going to be up against.
Yeah. Enough, I mean, great cause. You're finally getting your wish.
So you're making it's 5,000 to win.
5,000 to win, guaranteed. 300 to start.
And what about the rest of the field?
Basically, we haven't totally come up with that.
But 300 to start.
But 300 start, and Rex. Basically, I came in and sat down with Rex, and I said, "Look, this is what I want to do. I'll put $5,000 up, but that has to go to the winner. And if you can set it up as if you had a 100-lapper or any other track had a 100-lapper, what they would pay for a 100-lapper." Take your payout and start it with first, and you pay first through the rest, and I'll take care of whoever wins.
They normally give 1,000, 1,500.
Right. Well, that's what we was talking about, like 1,500. But that's on Rex. I mean, I'm guaranteeing $5,000 to win and 300 to start. That's what we're bringing to the table, and Rex will work the rest out. Which, I mean, we've kind of got it all worked out, but I'm not throwing no numbers in there because that's
how Rex many cards are you going to start?
He said 32. We'll start on
wow.
Yeah.
32 cars
wow.
in Auburndale?
28.
There's still going to be.
That's
the leader's going to be touching the back end of the pack.
All you did was remove one or two cautions right. there. Come on.
But the question is how many will actually show up? 45, 50?
There should be a race.
I'm hoping for a Conti race. And
they're already calling from Ohio.
Wow.
$5,000 to win. That's big money.
Conti races will be just as big as the other.
We're also doing like New Smyrna does with the Governor's Cup and selling laps for the leader laps.
Okay.
$100 a lap. And I've already personally sold two laps. I called Teddy Nelson and talked to him, and he's already obligated for two laps.
Well, you just sold another one because Short Track America is in for one.
We'll take one.
There you go.
All right.
I'll do one too.
Wow.
So there's four laps right there.
Right. Well, I mean, I basically did this. I mean, I own a small business. I own a truck repair business in Lakeland.
Yeah.
And
I really think let me tell you what.
What's the name of your business?
Crooms Fleet Services.
Okay.
Let me tell you what. This is Crooms my guy Fleet that takes Services. Care of my trucks
takes,
sitting right
takes
here.
Your, really? Takes this, care of track rescues trucks?
This is him right here.
Is that right?
This is him.
Oh, that's why you guys were doing the hand. You knew each other.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's why my stuff is running because this guy knows what he's doing.
And you drive your stuff all over the country and Canada.
That's right.
Wow. Oh, I thought you flew your stuff around.
Yeah, Jackie was in Canada earlier, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Just a couple hours ago.
Yeah. It's a fast jet.
The Lear's parked out back.
It's a real fast jet. So that sounds like it's going to be a really good.
I think that I know that as the tracks, everybody looks at the track as they don't pay enough and they don't do this, but I mean they're in business. If there's nobody there, if they're not making money, they can't afford to pay $5,000 to win. And I think if your business is doing good, you should step up to the plate and say, hey, this is what I love to do. This is what I love to be around. Step up. Get with one of the tracks, whichever track you like. It ain't got to be Arbondale. step up and say, hey, look, I want to do this, or I want to sponsor this. I mean, whatever it is, have your night at the track for your company. Step up to the plate and spend a little bit of money. I mean, you ain't got to put up $5,000. I mean, that's
right.
That's a lot of money to throw on the plate. But, I mean, that race is going to be a special race to me, my family, and all the people that I'm associated with. And hopefully it'll be – I'm hoping that next year, I hope that Rex calls me and says, dude, we made so much money last year, and we had so many cars. That was such a big hit. We'll put up to $5,000 this year because we're having that race again, and that's what I'm hoping for. And
that's cool. Now tell us a bit more about your dad and his racing career.
Basically, he raced ever since I was born. He used to run the V32 car at Auburndale and Lakeland back when they ran both of them, Super 6 car. Always run a number 5 before that, Dodges. He was known for as a Dodge man. I think he won seven straight championships in a row between Lakeland and Auburndale. And, I mean, anybody that was around that area knows who he was. He passed September 5th of 1993. He passed away in an automobile accident on the street. And, he was a class act person. I mean, there's nobody that's ever raced with him that can step up and say, hey, he did me dirty or he did me wrong, or there's no official that can say, hey, he cussed me out, because he wasn't that kind of man. He was the kind of man that if you got into something with him, he shook your hand and it was worked out. There was no I crashed you or none of that. He'd pass you on the outside clean at Auburndale and lap you the next lap. So, I mean, he was the Eddie Kings and Castleberries and the people from the 80s, they know who Harold Grooms was.
Yeah. And I can attest to that. I was there, and he was truly a gentleman, a class act, as he said, racer.
That's cool. So now what is the name of the actual name of the race?
The Harold R. Crooms Memorial 100.
Cool.
And we're actually hoping, I think Rex is going to try to get some corporate sponsorship in on it. We're going to try to make that night as big as we can make it.
Get some more contingencies, right, and things. And so if somebody wants to get involved either by getting buying laps or becoming – getting some contingency awards to you, how do they go about that?
They can contact me, they can contact the track either way.
Just contact the track?
Yeah, either way. I think it'll be a gigantic race. And I think that the late model drivers, the super late model drivers, they'll be asking for somebody for a modified to drive. So maybe Schofield will be there. We never know. So
yeah.
But I really, just to say to everybody, if you still have your dad, like Schofield has Danny, and I mean, if Schofield didn't have Danny, he would be something, but he wouldn't be what he is, because that's a big part of his life. And be thankful for the people you have around you, even if it's not your dad. Just be thankful for the people you have around you that help you to be the person that you are. So, because they might not be there tomorrow. So
it's very cool, Harold. Do you have some photographs that you could maybe get us?
Yeah,
get
to
us. Cool. All right, man.
That's going to be a cool event.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Rick?
Yes? You want to take a break?
Yep.
Sure.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
We're going to be talking to Gene Crane from USA International Speedway in just a few minutes. But I wanted to ask Ronnie some other things about – did you have something there, Rick?
Oh, no, I'm waiting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what's your biggest challenge up there at the little A-Dale?
I think just getting the program back to where it should have been, getting finished up on the facilities, getting the race fans back in the stands. That's what it's all about. It's about the racers and the fans.
One thing that I always have a pet peeve about is I cannot for the life of me understand why racetrack food has to be poor. I've said, you know, if a racetrack, if a racetrack could have food that's good enough to get people, let's go out there because they got the best burgers in town. Now you got another reason to draw to get people to the to the racetrack.
Hey, we have great food out there. We've got Chef Rob and his crew out there.
Chef Rob?
Chef Rob and his crew is out there.
All right, Chef Rob.
I mean,
I like that.
Fantastic food. Outstanding food and reasonably priced.
Cool. Anything else that you want to...
Well, and we have Rob in the studio with us, by the way.
Let's bring Rob, Chef Rob over here for just a minute.
Chef Rob. Rob.
We always like Chef
Rob.
See, he didn't know that we was going to do this to him.
Hey.
Instead of where's the money, where's the food?
Yeah, it's not often that we get a chef on our show. Pick that microphone up there.
Make
Rob,
sure it's
Rob
up.
And Jack, yeah, Jack can eat a lot. Jack can eat a lot.
I can't believe they didn't bring any samples.
We didn't bring any samples because we want you to come to Speedway and sample.
We'll do it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'll do it.
All right. So Rob, what makes your deal special over there? What you got going?
We're trying to put a real fresh product in front of you whenever you're there. And we're looking for feedback, too, to find out exactly what people want.
Yeah. Prime rib. And
within
shrimp.
Within reason.
Within reason. Yeah, but did you understand what I was saying about, you know, there's no reason, I just can't imagine why a racetrack food should be pretty good. I mean, it's a good reason to draw people.
Yeah, there's no reason why it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be good. It shouldn't be fresh. It shouldn't be, part of the reason, part of the experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're putting on, we're there for entertainment. The guys, Ronnie's heading up a great show. The guys that come out there to run their cars put on a great show, and you know, we need to keep up our end of the bargain, too.
All right. So, Chef Rob, look forward to the...
I'll give you suggestions.
To the grand opening. I'll be there to test your food out on the grand opening.
We'll all be there.
And where is he? Rex?
Yeah.
Keep the beer ready. I will be there. I promise you. I'll be there. Come hell or high water, we'll be there.
Yeah, don't sell Jack's beer.
There you go.
The beer will be cold. We'll be sure of that.
All right. Ronnie Sims, thank you very much for coming in tonight,
thanks,
man.
Thanks a lot, Ronnie. It's great meeting you.
Jack, thank you all for having us. Y'all are doing a great job. We look forward to seeing y'all at the grand opening on the 9th.
We'll be there. Maybe we can come up with some of them special events. We'll see what we can cook up.
Maybe if you hook up some DSL, maybe we can broadcast that modified race.
That's something we can talk about because we're into doing that together with you guys and see what we can work out.
Oh, no doubt.
Harold, I think we can handle it, brother.
We've done
it helps
a couple
to have
of
friends
kind of
in
thing.
Low places.
But thanks a lot for coming in and joining us tonight.